Welcome to title of show Audio Toss Cast. Is that what we decided on?
Audio Toss Cast. I don't want to alarm the listeners, but there's a snake that's got loose in the studio. I would like to do a shout out to Brittany. Brittany, we wrangled. We got her off eBay, actually. Hosts. You can go to host. Brittany is the host of Marvelous Party on WUSB, right? Did I get
that's
that right?
That's right. 90.1 FM.
An awesome, awesome musical theater show. So we'll put the link on that onto the blog.
Thanks, Hunter.
Yeah. Thanks for being and doing this, Brittany.
My pleasure.
What do you got for us, Britt?
Was it always your intention to play yourselves in the show, or did that the idea happen early on?
I think it came because we knew we could afford to us. We wouldn't have to pay extra actors.
And then we'd be available.
And we'd be available. And it just became interesting that it was us directly. And so it wasn't an intention to create a vehicle for ourselves.
Yeah, we weren't ever trying to be
superstars.
Superstar egomaniacs or anything. Right.
I want to know about Heidi and Susan and how...
How much time do we have?
Well, let's start with creating the characters of Heidi and Susan. How did that come about? You knew you needed some female harmonies to round out the chords? Or
yeah, basically I thought
S-A-T-B.
If we're going to do it, we need SATB mm-hmm. to round out to tenor bass. And
for those of you who didn't know what SATB meant.
And, and so that's why we added two ladies with it.
Uh-huh. And they are also playing themselves, sort of.
Like we all sort of play ourselves. They're playing a variation. The when we did the very first, very, very, very first kitchen read of title of show, we had wrangled Susan Blackwell into it, but we also were using our friend Stacia Fernandez at the time. And so what eventually became the character of Heidi was once, for a minute, the character of Stacia. So Stacia was on board, and then just through different events, she ended up being involved in something else before we went to the festival, and then Heidi came in.
Well, that sounds so vague, and people be like,
Well, she had a contract. She was going to do something at North Shore or something, I think.
She did. She did a show at North Shore, and then she was involved with the Dusty Springfield piece I think she was developing.
And we ended up getting into the festival, and Stacia was unavailable to do the festival. So we ended up having to recast the role of Stacia, and we brought... I knew Heidi because I did Tommy in Brazil with her, and a friend of ours, Ryan Perry, had said, hey, you should contact her because I think she would be good in that slot. And
she actually played Stacia when we did the incarnation at the New York Music Theater Festival.
So how did you create these sort of title of show persona characters? Are they heightened versions of all of you?
I think they are. I think they're heightened versions. It started out being more autobiographical, and then when it began to develop into an actual piece and a play, they became more characters and a character that served a function. We've kind of narrowed it down. I mean, this is the most simplistic terms, but you know, Hunter's kind of a wide-eyed dreamer, and the character of Jeff, you know, is more practical, and you know, it kind of
he's more realistic and realist, and the character of Susan is the envelope pusher, and Heidi is sort of the new girl that sort of the audience can sort of be like, yeah, I don't know these people either. I'm learning just like you are. And so we sort of, those characters sort of expanded based on what the purposes they serve in the piece. Mm-hmm. Like we always joke, like even in the title of show, the character of Jeff is kind of a grumpy, like, oh, I don't want to do that.
It's a wet blanket.
I'm wet blanket. But in real life, I'm like totally like, let's do that. But,
yeah, they are exaggerations of us because people ask, are we like our characters? Yes, to a certain extreme, but also not at all to a certain extreme too.
Sort of a chorus line, whereas chorus line was sort of based on all of these people's lives.
Sure.
Somebody might be bringing up a point of view in a chorus line that wasn't necessarily theirs in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Pilot show's sort of the same way. They're
put in a blender and made into a smoothie goodness musical theater.
This has been a Title of Show Audio Toss Cast. I'm Brittany Brown. Tune in next time for another Title of Show Audio Toss Cast.